You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The team at BMW South Africa launched the new X3 today. There will be another look at that next week, but we're going to be taking a look at the production facility in Rosslyn. That facility has been around for quite some time, and it has been contributing towards the local and international part of BMW. I'm joined on the line by the General Manager for Quality at BMW South Africa's Rosslyn plant, Ernest Kohlmeyer, to take a look at this and see if we can get an understanding of what's happening with the business. Good evening, Ernest. Thanks so much for taking the time. Successful launch of the new 3 Series model, but more than that, it's a reaffirmation of the commitment that BMW has made towards continuing to produce vehicles out of that Rosslyn plant and continuing to contribute towards the automotive sector.
Yes, surely something that we're very excited about. Good evening, Jimmy, and to all. With the investment that we started making roughly 2 years ago, $4.2 billion, and we are in the launch phase. And as you've mentioned, we had the media launch kicked off today. We started production actually in October last year already, and all is going well.
Ernest, when you are looking at the plant in Rosslyn, I mean, for years that plant has produced things like the 3 Series, other models of BMW. Now to transition that plant into kind of a hybrid production plant / EV plant, I remember those conversations started a couple of years ago, and we kind of touched base on that last year with the team at BMW to say that was something that the business wanted to look at from a group perspective. How is that transition shaping up from a production point of view and from a plant development point of view?
Yeah, so for plant development, that is key at the moment in the automotive sector. We stand for sustainability, and then to electrify the plant in South Africa is really, first of all, something that we are very proud of, and also the commitment that we will produce the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle only here from plant Rosslyn. So the development has gone well. The preparations have gone well. We started 3 years ago already with the training of our associates, so it's upskilling of associates, upliftment of the associates, and with that, even the community, because we will obviously with this also push infrastructure in our country.
Mm.
I hope so, yeah.
I remember when that 4 billion rand investment was announced around electrification and digitization of the facility. It was a big announcement and a big commitment. I think it was in the previous administration's investment drive as well, or around the overlap between the previous and the current administration. But it was a firm commitment from BMW to say that not only will we continue with our combustion engine variants in this plant, but we're also going to be looking to expand on that. How are you seeing the demand shaping up for the vehicles, both locally and abroad? Because I know that that plant does also provide some of the products, or the output also does get shipped outside of South Africa.
Yeah, so the demand for the vehicle is to such a point that our schedule is full for the year. So currently planning 75,000 cars to be produced this year. 97% of those cars will be exported. Main focus there is the European markets, Germany and Great Britain. And exporting to additional over 30 other markets as well. So that's the current situation. The demand of the for the vehicle is really excellent and sold out in South Africa.
Mm. Ernest, the fact that you're exporting 90% of, or 97% of the vehicles outside of the country clearly means that the quality that comes out of that plant is of the international standards that BMW needs to produce. And I mean, as quality manager for that particular plant, that's something you definitely want to be proud of.
Yes, it is. World-class quality is something that we produce, and we work with world-class production. So world-class associates are required for that. And our focus is, you know, we are a premium manufacturer. Our customers have no other expectation than to receive premium quality vehicles. And we are surely proud of that. And we have made a statement with this as well, towards the BMW group, that we can compete with those outside of South Africa. And we are producing the vehicles on quality levels as per those requirements.
Mm. Speaking of competition, Ernest, do you have an idea of how your plug-in hybrids are faring up or stacking up against the market in terms of just where they sit? I mean, obviously the X3 sits in a particular market segment, and you guys have other competitors that might be looking at something similar. How do you gauge your performance of something like a plug-in hybrid as opposed to the traditional combustion engines that you guys have had?
Yeah, so in the detail of the market numbers and the sales, I can't really give you an answer on that. But what I can really say is that if we look at the split between the vehicle production in the plant, you know, 60% at the moment is for the internal combustion engines, so the well-known petrol and diesel engines. 40% thereof is for the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So, and that is really because of the demand of the car. So there is for sure a pull on this new product. And I think it's an excellent product to bridge the complete EV electric vehicle between that and the normal petrol engine and diesel engines that everybody is so used to. So it's a phenomenal product and an amazing bridge between the two.
Mm. But it also does demonstrate, Ernest, that BMW has the capacity to kind of be flexible and adaptable towards whatever the customer base requires, but also what you're looking to do from a business perspective. Does this mean that we could potentially see the plant being expanded into more models, more variations? I mean, you're clearly evidencing to the group that you can handle the demands, you can handle the requirements that are being placed on it.
I believe that the automotive industry at the moment is in quite a dynamic environment. So to make any statement on that now, we'll be looking into a crystal ball, which is something that I don't want to do. So the focus that we currently have is really to deliver the premium quality from this plant and to deliver the maximum volume. So looking into the years ahead, I believe that we will be able to reach even our maximum capacity of 77,000 cars in a year, which we will build with the three shifts and the roughly 2,500 associates in the plant.
By all accounts, the BMW Roslyn plant is doing exceptionally well and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. We wish you and the team the best of luck. Ernest, thanks so much for that update and for the time. That's Ernest Kohlmeier, who is the General Manager of Quality at the BMW Group South Africa, joining us to take a look at the launch of the latest X3 model, but also give us an update around how that Roslyn plant is performing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.